Elva, even though we're starting a little bit into July, there's still a ton of stuff to talk about in desert exposure in the July issue of your fabulous publication. We begin with a very big event in Silver City, the Clay Festival, that is running through Sunday.
So the Clay Festival includes so much stuff in Silver City. This is... they've been doing this for quite a few years now. The goal is to connect clay trails all through New Mexico from the north to the south. And it's not just about making pots, but it's about everything from how to make adobe bricks and create mud houses to identifying landscapes with good clay in them. The week-long festival includes events and lectures, clay play for kids, workshops, and a street market. So any day you want to go to Silver City, you can play with clay.
All right. Sounds great. We move on to a feature on the Valley of Fires. Tell me about that.
The Valley of Fires is a vast lava field just west of Carrizozo. It has a nice, easy little loop you can follow, and you can find not only lava, but lots of interesting desert life and plants, including a 400-year-old juniper.
Wow. And you told me this is kind of a must-see for people that live in our region, along with the petroglyph site we talked about on a previous edition, Three Rivers Petroglyph Site, right?
It's definitely a must-see, and it's just a joyous and easy walk.
Okay.
Fascinating stuff.
Good exercise, too, but not too strenuous. We move on to something that folks may be a little surprised about. I was, that you have some folks who write about the fact that they take New Mexico folk music to Europe.
Right. Desert Exposure has been publishing their rolling postcards for many years now. Jeannie McLeary and Ken Kepler make up the musical duo Bayou Seco, and they take their chili gumbo New Mexico-style music to share at folk festivals and small venues in several countries, including France and England. Jeannie's descriptions of fresh and wonderful foods they find on the way is mouthwatering, and they can even be found in Las Cruces and Silver City playing their music. They do square dances in Las Cruces quite often.
All right. We move on to a Silver City artist who talks about the culture of cars in art.
Paula Geisler, who has been a longtime Silver City artist and gallery owner, is talking about the Hispanic artistic expression in the creation of and rebuilding of old vehicles, which are part of Viejitos Car Club culture all across the Southwest. And she addresses the family-type bonds formed and the support that these car clubs can become.
It's wonderful to see that. I love seeing all the old cars out on University Avenue at the parking lot across from the university, and I know that they're expressed in art as well. You have a festival happening at a local vineyard, too.
So on August 3rd, La Esperanza Vineyard and Winery, which is over on Highway 61, kind of close to the city of Rocks, the winery turns 10 this year, although they have been making wine for 20 years and only started commercially 10 years ago. The land that they are growing their grapes on has been on Esperanza Gurley's family since 1908.
All right.
These wines, including the signature Born in Space, have received numerous awards and are available at locations across the southern part of the state.
All right. Only have about 20 seconds, but you have a writing contest every year. Tell me quickly about that.
Okay, so Desert Exposure sponsors a writing contest. We're looking for prose and poetry and short stories. There's a $100 grand prize, and the information is available in the July and August issues. The deadline is August 15th. To turn your works in, please give us a call or a work.
Get it in there. Thanks, Elva.